Hey everybody,
welcome to our morning devos. Happy Friday. This is Psalm chapter 77. And actually before I jump into it, one reminder that starting on Monday, we're gonna be starting our New Testament in 1 year plan. And so this is actually gonna be the last Psalm that we'll be doing for a little while for these morning devos. Starting Monday, we'll be starting with the book of Mark. And so I hope you can join us for that. But again, right now, this is Psalm chapter 77. Let me read this for us. I cry aloud to God, and he will hear me. In the day of my trouble, I seek the Lord. In the night, my hand is stretched out without wearying. My soul refuses to be comforted. When I remember God, I moan. When I meditate, my spirit faints, Selah. You hold my eyelids open. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I consider the days of old, the years long ago. I said, let me remember my song in the night. Let me meditate in my heart. Then my spirit made a diligent search. Will the Lord spurn forever and never again be favorable? Has his steadfast love forever ceased? Or his promises at an end for all time? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his compassion? Selah. Then I said, I will appeal to this, to the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, yes, I will remember your wonders of old. I will ponder all your work and meditate on your mighty deeds. Your way, O God, is holy. But God is great like our God. You are the God who works wonders. You have made known your might among the peoples. You, with your arm, redeemed your people, the children of Jacob and Joseph. Selah. When the waters saw you, O God, when the waters saw you, they were afraid. Indeed, the deep trembled, the clouds poured out water, the skies gave forth thunder, your arrows flashed on every side. The crash of your thunder was in the whirlwind, your lightnings lighted up the world, the earth trembled and shook. Your way was through the sea, your path through the great waters, yet your footprints were unseen. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Amen. Have you ever had a time or season in your life when you were in a deep state of sadness or despair? During that time, what did you do? How did you respond? We see in this psalm that Asaph, the psalmist, was in that kind of situation. He says in verse 1 that he cries aloud to God, and he clarifies a bit why in verse 2 when he says that in the day of my trouble I seek the Lord. In the night my hand is stretched out without wearying. We don't know what this day of trouble entails, but whatever it is, he is crying out to God. He has stretched out his hand, meaning he has turned to God in prayer, which is good stuff. But then the psalm kind of takes a turn, and maybe a turn that's surprising to some of us. In the last part of verse 2, it says, my soul refuses to be comforted. Then in verse 3, when I remember God, I moan. When I meditate, my spirit faints. Or in other words, his spirit feels weak. This is not what you would expect. If you've been a follower of Jesus, even just for a little while, you've likely come to understand that when we cry out to God, we will be comforted, that God will strengthen you and supply you with what you need. Yet Asaph says that his soul is not comforted, that he is still weak. And then when you continue in verse 4, it says, you hold my eyelids open, which I think you can understand that to mean that he is so filled with grief that he can't sleep. And then to continue, it says he's so troubled that he cannot speak. I mean, what is going on here? Well, I can't speak for Asaph specifically, but something we have to consider, and it appears to be the case for Asaph here, is that there will be moments or seasons in life when God seems far. And it's not always clear exactly as to why he feels far. Now, sometimes things like our sin and other related things can act as a barrier. And so that's a different course of action than what I'm going to talk about. But that is an important thing to consider, that, you know, is there sin in my life? Is there unrepentance in my life that is keeping me distant, feeling distant from God? But I think we see something different here. But either way, these kinds of seasons can be very difficult. And again, you might feel like you're doing all the quote-unquote right things and yet not experience the closeness and intimacy that we would expect to experience. But at the same time, these types of seasons can be quite instrumental in our faith. You know, one of the lines that really stand out to me in this psalm is at the end of verse 6. Asaph says, then my spirit made a diligent search. And then from there, he goes on to ask some pretty bold, heady theological questions, and to paraphrase them, basically he's asking, will God ignore me forever? Has God's steadfast love stopped being steadfast? Is God no longer gracious or compassionate? That line in verse 6 before these questions stands out to me because it appears to me that Asaph wasn't just spewing these questions purely out of despair and exasperation. I'm sure there was at least some of that, because after all, I doubt he'd ask these questions if he did feel God's love intimately. But the way that it says that he made a diligent search leads me to believe that these questions were honest questions raised as a means of examining his beliefs and his faith in God. They weren't just questions that he just were, you know, spitting out, just cries of frustration, but rather it appears more likely that they were a means of assessing what he truly believes. He was giving deep thought into his understanding, his knowledge of God and God's character. And so he raises these questions, and after this examination, we get to verse 10. And verse 10 is admittedly interesting because depending on your Bible translation, it appears that it can actually kind of mean a little bit of different things. But the way the ESV and other translations choose to translate it, it acts as kind of an inflection point. In the previous verses, the psalmist is basically saying, life is really hard right now. Is it possible that God has forgotten me? But verse 10 seems to be saying, well, this is my conclusion. After my diligent search, this is my conclusion. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to remember the right hand of the Most High. Or in other words, I'm going to remember God's power and works through the years. And that's what Asaph does. In the following verses, we see Asaph remember the deeds of God, and he does so in a very declarative fashion. He says, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. I will ponder all your work and meditate on your mighty deeds. Your way, O God, is holy. What God is great like our God? You are the God who works wonders. You have made known your might among the peoples. You, with your arm, redeemed your people, the children of Jacob and Joseph. He's saying, I will do this. This is who you are. It appears that this is the conclusion that he's landed on, that despite what he feels, he is going to remember and remember who God is. And then the psalm ends. Maybe it's just me, but I kind of expected a verse or two at the very end with Asaph saying something like, and now, having remembered this, I feel better. I feel your presence now comforting me. But no, instead, it feels like it just kind of ends. But at the same time, I actually do believe we see a change in Asaph's outlook, even if it wasn't written out very explicitly. We can see that, I believe, in verses 19 and 20. It says, your way was through the sea, your path through the great waters, yet your footprints were unseen. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. If you didn't catch it, these verses reference the Exodus from Egypt, which was a historical event that can not only remind Asaph of God's power, it certainly does remind him of that, but also, possibly, of how God can lead him, and by extension, us, in our own exodus, from being captive to despair and into freedom. You see, Asaph notes that God's footprints were unseen. You know, as he leads the people the path through the great waters, he says, Your footprints were unseen. Yet, he led Israel like a flock into freedom and eventually to the promised land. So the question really is, might it be the same for Asaph in this time of trouble? See, I believe that that's what Asaph is being reminded of. He's reminded of, yes, this event, the Exodus, and also how God can lead him through the waters, you know, through the turmoil, the difficulty, even if he cannot see God, but lead him through that into his own freedom. His own freedom from this time of trouble. See, I think that's what Asaph is being reminded of, which would show us then that he has come to trust more fully in God's goodness, even if he can't quite see or feel God moving right now. Brothers and sisters, all of us, we're going to go through times of difficulty, and then there are going to be times where we won't be able to see or feel God quite in the way that we might be used to feeling him and seeing him. But even then, I want to remind you of the truth that he is with you. And even if you feel like you're coming at this with just very little faith, kind of like Asaph, just barely holding on, if you choose to turn to him and remember him like Asaph ultimately did, God will lead you through the waters. These types of seasons are admittedly hard, not only because of the troubles you're going through, but because God feels distant. But these are also often opportunities for our faith to be refined and grow. So rather than giving up and giving into what we might feel, you know, the emotions you might have, let's diligently search and ask. And through that, let's find that God has not left us. His love has not ceased. At the end of it, as he carries us through the waters, let's come to know him more deeply through all of this. Because that's who our God is. He's going to carry us through. He's going to show himself to us, even if we couldn't quite see it before. So let's turn to him in our troubles today. Let me pray to close this out. Father, I pray, Lord, just that you would help us to always remember who you are. You know, that's easy to do when we're feeling like, you know, we can see you and hear you and feel you. It's easy in those times, but there are times when it's hard, when we just feel so distant for some reason. But Father, even then, help us to turn to you and just to remember, like make these declarations like Asaph did. And even if we still can't quite feel you, help us to trust that you will lead us through the waters into freedom, just as you did for Asaph, just as you did for your people, just as you've done for so many of your followers, all of your followers throughout history. And so God, today, I pray especially for any of us who may be feeling like you're distant, or in times of trouble, today help us to put our trust in you, to know that you will lead us through the waters, and you will lead us into your presence. So God, we thank you that this is who you are. We choose to trust you today. I pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.